Dominionist Christianity is the belief that people should be ruled not by a democracy, but rather Christian theology. I'm not an atheist. The only way I could have ever quit drinking 30-some-odd years ago was by relying on my belief in a higher power. I grew up around Holocaust survivors who lit Shabbos candles, and if they still believed, what right do I have not to? And that's as personal as I'm willing to get. If you're an atheist, fantastic. If you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Scientologist, knock yourself out. But keep it to yourself, because this is America. And I don't like anyone who thinks they know what's best for me. I don't like anyone who thinks they're better than I am. I don't like anybody who thinks they have the answer and I don't. So believe whatever you want, and I'll believe whatever I want, and let's keep it out of the public square the way our founding fathers not only intended, but ordered us to in the First Amendment, when they said there shall be no official religion here in the United States. The First Amendment talks about freedom of speech. It also mentions the Establishment Clause. There is no official religion in America. Keep it to yourself. Because religion doesn't belong in politics or government, because religion is faith. Religion fills in the gaps and lets everybody off the hook. And that's not what we want from our government. We want accountability. We want our government and our politics to address the here and now. And the same applies to our military. When you put on that uniform, I expect you to serve the American people, not Jesus Christ, not Allah, Jehovah, or any other higher being. I expect you to serve the American people, all of us. Otherwise, get out of my military because it belongs to me. It belongs to all Americans. Your job is to keep all of us safe. But we are now learning of an epidemic of Dominionist Christians in our military who believe that America is a Christian nation that should be ruled not by our Constitution, but by the Gospels. Evangelical generals within the military are holding prayer services during which our soldiers are being encouraged to believe that it is the job of the United States military to bring Christianity to the non-believers. To the non-believers, not just overseas, but to the non-believers right here in America. This thinking in the military is encouraged by Mike Pence and Donald Trump, who are sending a message to our soldiers that this is a Christian army. Even evangelical Christian soldiers are being told they're not Christian enough. Do some members of our military believe their job is to serve the American people or Jesus Christ? Why isn't our media, our House and Senate investigating this epidemic of Dominion theology within our military?